We hear a lot about green jobs these days, jobs in renewable energy like solar or wind, or retrofitting houses so they stay warmer. President Obama, campaigning in 2008, promised that investing $150 billion in clean energy would generate 5 million jobs.
We are going to invest in affordable, renewable sources of energy. Wind power and solar power and the next generation of biofuels, an investment that will lead to new industries and 5 million new jobs that pay well and cannot be outsourced.
But after spending $90 billion in stimulus money, only a fraction of those jobs have actually been created. Here in San Francisco, we know the city is trying to get greener. It's committed to reducing carbon emissions by a quarter by the year 2017 and getting to 100% renewable energy by 2020, which means that if green jobs are going to pop up anywhere, there's a good chance it can be here. Two nonprofits are trying to make that vision work. In the Mission, Lead Free LLC is teaching people who work as janitors and home cleaners how to clean up houses contaminated with lead. And in Soma, Asian Neighborhood Design trains people, many of them with criminal backgrounds, to do skilled work installing solar panels. KALW's Charlie Mintz stopped by recently and brings us this report.
In recovery circles, it's a cliche that you have to hit rock bottom before you can come back up.
I had 26 charges when I got arrested, and I already had like 12 here and like 10 up in Washington. I mean, for me, this is it. If I can't make this work for me right now, then I'm going to grow old in a prison cell, you know?
Altogether, Aaron Buchanan guesses he spent 8 years of his life in jail, and many more addicted to meth and other drugs. He's broken into people's houses to steal their things. He's broken his back jumping out of a third-story window. Today, though, he's been clean for 17 months, and he's hoping he can break into a new trade.
You know, I'm doing this for me, but, you know, I want to make my family proud, you know. And, you know, I don't want them worrying about whether I'm laying dead in a ditch anymore, you know what I mean?
Buchanan is sitting in an industrial garage that's been turned into a classroom. All around us are carpentry projects in various stages of completion. In the middle of the room are two rows of desks seating 19 men and women with stories a lot like Buchanan's. They're here today to begin a 3.5-month training class offered by a nonprofit called Asian Neighborhood Design. At the end of it, they'll have the skills to get green construction jobs, specifically installing solar panels.
Just because a kid has tattoos and he has a rough background does not mean he doesn't understand what 16 on center means, and doesn't mean he can't read a tape measure and do good quality work.
What does 16 on center mean?
16 on center is when you're framing. It's to make sure everything is square and everything's lined up.
Jamie Brewster is site manager at Asian Neighborhood Design's Employment Training Center, upstairs from the classroom. His office walls are decorated with pictures of his daughter, now 7 years old. Right behind his desk, though, is a very different kind of picture. A black and white photo of a young man looking defiant.
Keeps me focused. Anytime I feel like I might be going backwards or slipping up, I just turn around and look at that, and that's a great reminder.
What did it say?
It's just my California Department of Corrections inmate ID card. And that was the fifth and final time that I was incarcerated back in 1999.
Brewster says the problems involved drugs. Back then, he was a professional skateboarder, but he ended up going to prison 5 times.
That was actually my mom's birthday, that date. Yeah, so it's a great reminder for me. It's important that people understand that you can go here and still end up where I'm at.
Brewster's made it to their side. He's been sober over 10 years, and now he helps people like Aaron Buchanan turn their lives around, too. Solar is good business. It's still small. Only about 120,000 Americans work in the industry. But it's adding jobs at about 6 times the national rate. Solar jobs are also often non-union, which means lower wages, but also an easier and less complicated path to employment.
No offense to the unions, because they've done great things for the United States, but here in San Francisco, it's a lot easier to get them involved in a non-union job because there's less hoops to jump through. The prerequisites are less, and oftentimes the employers are a little easier to deal with.
Brewster's been placing people in solar jobs for almost 4 years, and he says he usually finds work for about 3/4 of each graduating class. Last year, he did even better, and place 17 of 18 graduates in jobs paying about $15 an hour. This is the kind of program people call a win-win. It's a ladder up for people who've hit rock bottom, and it's helping San Francisco reduce its carbon emissions. But carbon isn't the only toxin San Francisco has to worry about. Residents are finding jobs battling all kinds of pollutants. A few miles from Asian Neighborhood Design in the Mission, Myrna Melgar had another idea for turning an environmental hazard into economic opportunity.
It was a double whammy.
Myrna Melgar is Deputy Director of Mission Economic Development Corporation, or META. She also recently helped start another organization under META's umbrella, Lead Free LLC. The double whammy she mentioned is Lead Free's twofold mission. First, to clean up the lead that's poisoning children in some of San Francisco's poorest communities. And second, to help low-income residents in the Mission District, many of them housekeepers and janitors, find good jobs doing it. Lead Free has only been up and running for a year, but so far it's cleaned up about half a dozen homes and helped about a dozen people begin the transition to lead cleanup jobs.
So it seemed like a natural thing to address an environmental justice issue by providing jobs to folks who are low income, who need jobs.
We know lead dust is bad. In children, it can create a whole host of developmental disabilities. Some research has even linked national crime trends to the amount of lead in the atmosphere. In short, it's bad news. Worse news is that it's present in almost any house built before 1978. That's more than 90% of San Francisco's homes. The Mayor's Office of Housing administers federal grants to help clean up lead, and it's partnered with Lead Free to handle emergency cases. There are also cleanup subsidies available to low-income families with children. They can hire whoever they want to do the work, but Lead Free is hoping they'll hire them.
One of the trainees that I have right now is a single mom of a little six-year-old girl. And prior to this, she cleaned houses whenever she could get one.
That's Jenny Fontenot. She's worked as both a social worker and a lead remediation specialist. And she helps train people through Lead Free. Her trainees learn the idea isn't to get all the lead out of a house, but instead to make it safe. That can mean encasing lead beneath special barriers. That's called encapsulating, or removing a particularly toxic window or door. What works best depends on the situation, and there's a lot to learn. Most of the new trainees are still just getting started.
We're going to be training them, sending them to state certified to get state certification, and hopefully get them good jobs.
Trainees at Lead Free, just like the trainees at Asian Neighborhood Design, are headed for non-union jobs. Still, the Environmental Protection Agency offers a variety of certifications for lead cleanup, all the way up to supervisor. Earning all of them can take up to a year, but it's worth it. Just like in solar, a trained lead cleanup worker makes about $15 an hour. Again, Myrna Melgar.
That was the essence of why the program was created in the first place, because the wage differential between just cleaning houses and what somebody can earn doing lead dust cleaning is quite significant.
It's a shame there isn't a nicer way of saying killing two birds with one stone. But solving two problems with one job is a good start. In San Francisco, I'm Charlie Mintz for Cross Currents.